If somebody obtains any sort of a post in this world, any sort of a high status in this world, and they get to a point where they are the one that are respected by other people because they have a higher authority over them. If somebody gets to that stage, he starts to look at how he can make his life more comfortable and more luxurious. And especially if a person becomes a leader, Islamically, if he becomes a leader of the people, he can either carry out his duty well and serve the people well and provide for them, facilitate for them in order to make sure that he fulfills their rights. Or on the other hand, he can get lost in the love of this world, love of this materialistic world, and lose himself in that and actually be unable to fulfill the rights of the people. But when we look at the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when he gained this status of Khilafat, when he became the leader of the believers, he remained thankful. He remained obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he did not let arrogance come near him. He did not let arrogance overtake him. Let's listen to poor Madani Pearl with regards to his blessed life and his humbleness. SubhanAllah, many lessons to be taken from these four Madani Pearls. Beautiful way of lifestyle that he lived. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anha said, when Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would travel out of the city for other such journeys, he would gather the sand at a place. When he wanted to rest, he would gather some sand at one place and spread a cloth over it and then rest upon that sand. This is the leader of the believers. And he is traveling out of the city, and when he wants to rest, look at just how much of a simple lifestyle he is living. Just how simplistic he is. And keeping in mind how awe-inspiring his personality is, that other kings fear him. And there is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu traveling and just resting upon the sand, just spreading a cloth over it. Sayyidina Zar radiallahu anhu has said, on the day of Eid, I left my house for Salah with some people of Medina on the day of Eid. On the way, I saw Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, walking bare feet to offer the Eid Salah. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would sometimes keep his hands near a fire and question himself, O son of Khattab, do you have the strength to bear this fire? It is also stated that he used to ask little children of Medina, O children, make dua for Umar's forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. The humility and the humbleness of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just look at his humility and humbleness. When he's traveling, he just gathers some sand and rests upon it, spreads a cloth over it, rests upon it. When he's going to offer Eid Salah, he's going barefooted. And he's questioning himself, despite being given the glad tidings of paradise. And despite being given the glad tidings of paradise, he's going and requesting the children of Medina to make dua for his forgiveness, to pray for his forgiveness.